Good morning. I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's a Tuesday, August 25th, and here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. The L.A. County coroner has now ruled Michael Jackson's death a homicide. That's according to CNN TV, quoting the Associated Press. This information comes from a single law enforcement official. The coroner's office has no comment for CNN. Now, court documents show the coroner preliminarily concluded Jackson died of a propofol overdose and that he was given three other powerful drugs before that. Some grim projections on the swine flu. Experts tell President Obama that a third to half of Americans could come down with it this fall and winter. A vaccine is expected in mid-October, but experts are warning the virus could kill up to 90,000 people, more than twice as many as the seasonal flu. Lightning early this morning near the Kennedy Space Center in Florida forced NASA to scrub the launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery. The next attempt will likely be early tomorrow morning. The shuttle is carrying, among other things, a new space treadmill for the International Space Station. It has been named Colbert in honor of Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert. His fans won the naming rights in an online poll. It was a perfect liftoff, but South Korea's first rocket failed to put a satellite into orbit. The country's science minister says the satellite exceeded its planned orbit. South Korea has used foreign-built rockets to launch its satellites up until now. And President Obama this morning tapping the Fed chairman Ben Bernanke for a second term. The Republican has received mostly positive marks for his handling of the financial crisis and the nation's worst recession since the Great Depression. The Senate will now need to confirm Bernanke for his second four-year term. Those are the headlines for 8 This Hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.